That was cellist Stephen Isserlis, together with pianist Olli Mustonen, performing the cello sonata in B-flat major from the opus 71 of the Russian composer Dmitri Kabalevsky. And this is WORT Madison. BBC World News is up next, followed by the 8 o'clock buzz. This is Peter Haney saying we'll see you on the back porch next week.
Hello, I'm Emily Thomas with the BBC News. The Prime Minister of Haiti, Ariel Henry, has called for calm and a return to stability in the Caribbean nation as he announced his resignation. But as Julian Bedford now reports, it may be some time before a transitional authority can be established to replace him.
The resignation of Mr. Henry will be welcomed by many Haitians. He'd become deeply unpopular and blamed for not doing enough to stop gangs from seizing control of much of the capital. But setting up a transitional council will be tricky, with anyone who's been indicted, convicted, or sanctioned banned from the body, a number of powerful contenders will be left out. That's likely to create more power struggles and arguably strengthen the gang leaders who are already the de facto powers.
The army in Sudan says it's captured the state broadcaster in Omdurman following heavy fighting with the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, or RSF. Will Ross reports.
The Sudanese army has released video footage of soldiers celebrating outside the state broadcaster. It had been held by the rival Rapid Support Forces since just after the civil war broke out 11 months ago. The RSF hadn't been able to broadcast from the facility, and the military government kept state media on air from a different location. Its recapture, though, is a significant breakthrough for the Sudanese army, which this week has been involved in heavy clashes with the RSF in Omdurman, across the River Nile from Khartoum. The capital has been bombarded throughout the war, and there's been colossal damage to residential buildings and infrastructure.
There have been several cross-border incursions from Russia into Russia from Ukraine, with reports of armoured units taking part. Kyiv said the operation was being carried out by Russian volunteers opposed to the Putin government. Moscow says all attacks have been repelled, but the authorities in Kursk, a city some 50 kilometres from the border, have said they're closing schools. A ship towing a barge loaded with almost 200 tonnes of food aid has left Cyprus's Larnaca port for Gaza. It's the first shipment along a maritime corridor, which it's hoped will bring much-needed assistance to desperate Palestinian civilians. Quentin Somerville has more details on the aid consignment.
When it gets there, it is going to be very complicated because at this moment, World Central Kitchen, which is the charity behind this operation, is building a jetty. They're using the debris from destruction in Gaza to create a jetty. Gaza has no working port facilities to be able to offload the cargo and then distribute it. That itself has challenges. There's a great degree of lawlessness in Gaza, and many aid groups have stopped delivering aid to the north of the territory. So they'll have challenges with that then. But they're quite confident. They have a network of some 60 kitchens which are providing much needed food to Palestinians.
World News from the BBC.
WORT thanks its listener sponsors and Just Coffee, Madison's Fair Trade Roasting Cooperative. Just Coffee buys fair trade coffee to ensure equitable conditions for coffee grower cooperatives around the world and roasts locally in small batches. More information at 204-9011 or on the web at justcoffee.coop.
The 2024 Wisconsin Film Festival is coming to Madison Thursday, April 4th through Thursday, April 11th. This year's festival boasts over 140 films of all shapes and sizes, including the best cinema has to offer from all over the world and right here in Wisconsin. We've got experimental, animated, and student films, as well as documentaries, restored classics, films for kids, and more. For the first time in years, we'll be returning to both the Bartell Theater and the Barrymore Theater. Plus, we've expanded on the UW campus into Music Hall, and we are heading east to Flick's Brewhouse at the Easttown Mall. The Wisconsin Film Festival curates, promotes, and exhibits programs that showcase the art of cinema. A complete festival guide is available in the March issue of Isthmus and online, and tickets are available at wifilmfest.org. The 2024 Wisconsin Film Festival is coming to a screen near you, Thursday, April 4th through Thursday, April 11th. Helping keep local arts alive for almost 50 years, this is WORT Madison.
Support for this program comes from DaneNet. Since 1996, this Madison nonprofit has focused on digital equity, both by providing professional IT, tech, and website support to other nonprofits in Dane County, as well as digital equity programming in the community. DaneNet's goal isn't to make a profit. It's to help leverage technology in order to increase the efficiency and impact of nonprofit organizations. Nonprofit organizations looking for IT, tech, or website support can visit danenet.org for more information. That's Dane as in Dane County and net as in nothing but net. danenet.org.
You're listening to WRT 89.9 Madison. Listener sponsored community radio.
The People's Station.
No justice! No peace! No justice! No peace! No justice! No peace! No justice!
No peace! No, I say you've been misled. You've been had. You've been took.
Man, listen, this is 2023, and we swinging chairs. I am not my ancestors, B.
Good morning, Madison.
Okay.
Hustlers, mount up. It's Tuesday, March 12th, 2024. It's John Miner, your reluctant engineer, your engineer and reluctant co-host. Just getting settled in the middle studio, but we'll be back right after some Sister Strings. If you missed them, they played at the Oscars this time.
Just remember while you're
kept it all inside. Experience taught her to never trust with her heart. I saw a girl, her name was, she had a child, it opened up her eyes, that child would
Good morning.
Turned Up Tuesday.
It's your boy R.R. Moore in the building. Glad to be back. Turned Up Tuesday.
Yes, Antoine McNeil. Glad to be here as well. It's time to, we got a...
John, the reluctant co-host. Thanks for holding us down this morning. Appreciate you, John.
Thank you.
Oh, I got a song request. I'm going to try to slide into our Rolodex. I'm going to tell you about it later. But good morning, y'all. Good morning, y'all. How y'all doing?
I'm going to go live.
And don't be afraid to call in. What's the number over there?
608-256-2001.
How you doing today, brother?
Man, I can't complain. I gotta wipe my phone off because I just went live. I don't want to look like I got a iPhone or nothing.
So oh, messy phone. You got iPhone shots. That's
I don't want to make it look like I got an iPhone, so I got to clear my screen off real quick.
Man, the iPhone hate is real. Early in the morning, woke up hating on us.
No, you know, I like to sometimes bifurcate the crowd.
Bifurcate?
Yeah, bifurcate.
Word, I like that.
That just to be able to separate them in two different things. Say, for instance, it's gender. Hey, men, such and such, women, woo, woo, or Democrats, Republicans, yeah. It's an
A word today.
Yeah, I mean, you like words, don't you? Said I like
that
too.
I'm spending that today like it's mine. Whoever ain't heard me on this show, I'm going to say it later.
Hey, I had to say, because I was saying it for a whole day. I just kept using it. Man, listen, you see how they just got bifurcated the whole day? Like how they got separated, Democrats and Republicans. Bifurcate, you know? You do that.
I'm on that today. I'm doing that myself.
I do that sometimes. White people, such and such, and then black people to bifurcate the crowd.
Nice. Nice. I learned a new word today. That was fire. I got to find how you spell it.
Bifurcate. Bifurcate.
Teach me.
Sounds good to me. I don't know.
Go study. Hey, it sounds good to me, too. Hey, I had to spell another long time.
Can't nobody tell you wrong. We don't know.
Hey,
that
was the first time somebody asked me to spell something a long time. I'm like, challenge. Wait a minute. You're going to get me on the word that I told you about.
What you got coming up soon, bro? Anything you want to announce?
Got a show. I don't know if I want to announce it yet.
Okay.
Doing shows is such hard work, man.
Man, tell me.
And I don't know if I want to take this month off. If the people will come and do the thing, then I'm cool. But just so much. Just selling tickets, man, it's just taking so much energy out of me.
So you got to bifurcate your peace and your...
I got separated by a piece, yes.
I waste no time.
definitely got to separate those two things. Yeah,
I got a book coming up. I can't talk too much about it because it ain't. I mean, it's official, but it's kind of a ways away, still getting worked out. But April 20th, 420 in Vegas, and I ain't never been to Vegas before.
Mm.
But I'm booked in Vegas. I got a show to
That's
do.
That's a good time to be in Vegas.
If I'm gonna go
for 420, yeah.
What better time to be in Vegas?
You feel me?
Unless Cali. That's the other option.
That's the closest I can get. That's close enough.
Cali or Vegas.
It ain't Wisconsin. Yeah. So I got people out in Vegas. They got a catering service, and from time to time they cook food and have pop-up shops. So, yeah, 420, I'm in Vegas this year. First time going outside of that coast, so that's what's up.
Vegas. Yeah, I think before we get our next guest in, we got a special guest coming in. Before he come in, I want to just make sure that I tap in with you. What's going on in the world of poetry? You know, comedy been on fire, on blaze. We'll talk about what's going on in comedy until we got our next guest come in.
I mean, the poetry game is cool. This weekend I was in Milwaukee, Saturday and Sunday. I'm a friend of battle rap. I'm a battle rap enthusiast.
Okay.
And there was a couple events going down, and some of the people that I know there know me as a poet and know me. So it's kind of cool. Some of these battle rappers was kind of getting to know me, introducing themselves to me, and I already expecting my pen from a different angle, but they respected my pen, so that's cool. But as far as shows, I don't have nothing I've got set up. I'm trying to figure out what I'm gonna do next. I am booked in Vegas, but I don't got nothing in Wisconsin and Madison, Milwaukee, Beloit, nothing to say.
It's funny, man. Booking be funny right here because you can be fire. Here you go other places to be well received.
Man.
You know, I've experienced that. You know, sometimes the hometown, they get tired of you.
Yeah.
Whether if you been spitting new, saying different. I've been having to come with new comedy every month for 7 years while producing my show because I'm like, I can't you do the same thing.
They
you
got to
mix up
time.
Some of the pieces of signature, then the ones that hit, do you scrap them? So it's like,
kind of similar though, because I got poems that I can't do no more because I done them too much, and I don't want people to think my bag ain't big enough to give them other poems. And
then you got
to
try new stuff right in front of them, like, hey, I think I got it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get it.
So, this is my first time trying this piece, but.
I can't say that in comedy, dog.
You can't do that. I get a little more grace than you do for that.
Oh, hey, this is the first time I'm trying this joke.
Like, I ain't laughed yet. Do better.
Yeah. I'm like, I told you I ain't never told it. Well, you mad at me. I ain't know if it worked. I was trying it on you.
No, don't try nothing on me. Have it ready when I get here, funny man. You know, Mr. Jokester.
It's crazy. A lot of times I be on my stage, dog, and that'd be the first time I ever said this stuff. Never, because. It's partially because I trust myself with my crowd, but also because I've been spending more time in the business than on my business.
That's what gets in the way, man. If I could just concentrate on the art of writing and remembering dope poetry, that would be great.
Yeah.
But I got to book the venue, sell the tickets, dance and jump, swing around, do a hoop, jump through another hoop. Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah. That's that producing thing is a whole nother hat. I tend to tell people that's the side that I like. If I can come in and just do some comedy, or we come in and I know the ticket's gonna sell, we cool. But just, man, everything, it's a whole dog and pony show, and it don't be cheap, or it take a lot from for my energy. I just like, I wanna do it, I wanna love doing it. If I need to take a break, I'm gonna take a break.
And then when I do a show, man, the closer it gets to the show, my show on Saturday, right around Wednesday, I'm tired of it. I want it over with. I want it, because here comes all the work now. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I got a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
And then you don't know nothing because we don't buy tickets till 10 minutes before the thing is supposed to start, so you have no idea.
Say that part again, they don't buy tickets until when?
10 minutes before the show starts.
Oh, wow.
I'm lying, 10 minutes after the show starts. Yeah. That's when they buy
tickets. You in there worried if you're going to make it back?
Is anybody coming?
Is it going to start on time? Did I pay the DJ? Oh, man, what did I do this for? Should I do this again? I'm never doing this again.
Yeah, and then 40 minutes later, here comes everybody starting to come in. Like, but that's what's up though, and I had a friend of mine who was on a podcast yesterday, and this is one of the friends that has most like almost all my books that I've wrote, and they was on a podcast with people in Ireland, Germany. They just had a lot of out of country people there, and she was reading excerpts from one or a few of my books.
Oh, that's dope.
And it wasn't, what was doper is it wasn't just poems that I wrote. It was other people's poems that were in my book.
Okay.
And that's exactly what you wanted out of it. You know what I mean? You want other people's stuff to be appreciated more than
yours. Yeah. Dope. It's, you know, what's what I call, they say, pushing each other platforms, man. Yep. I heard somebody saying that, what we're saying, that we get Action Jackson walking in and right building. This moment, man, from Jackson's Yard here. You know, everybody, if you don't know, he probably goes by many names. I probably let him before he reintroduce himself. Let me just say, from I know to him, he been a cool dude, man. I've seen him. We started playing basketball, hooping. I seen him on the South Side. We was at the Princeton Club. We was at the Parks, and we always just always competitive of nothing but love. We always talk a little trash, kept it funny with each other. Fun. Yeah. You know, and always show love. So from there to just to see him progress with his business, it's good to see, because that's the same tenacity mm-hmm. that he had on the basketball court and about life. You know what I mean? Very, if not necessarily aggressive, but he very sure about his moves. And Torn will run into you and charge on you. Run into you. He knew where he wanted to go. You just got to be able to have the body on.
Aggressive with it. Yeah. Aggressive with it.
He'll bully everybody else, but me and him had respect. I'm like, no, don't do me. You can't do me like that. So he did everybody else
always,
like that.
They always thought when I just because I was short that I couldn't make those type of moves, but I always surprised them. At the end of the day.
You still doing it.
At the end of the day, when we was done, they gave me that respect.
That's what's supposed to be done. That's what's up.
You know.
Right now, man, your business, I'm going to say, is on fire.
Glad to have you here. I've been hearing about you for quite a while.
Yeah.
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
Jackson's Yard Care is definitely on fire, man. And I just want to ask a few questions for some of the listeners to just get a little bit of your background. We'll move quick because I know you got a lot to say and we got a little time. How long have you been in lawn care?
I've been in lawn care since 09, so it's been 14 years.
14 years.
What made you choose that as something, well, as a career?
I chose it because I seen the gap in minorities being in this field. And by me growing up, like, you know, really close to the streets, I seen a lot of my people in and out, right? Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know, when I chose that, I was like, man, it's not a lot of people in there. And then I was looking at like bar owners and mm-hmm. clubs and stuff. So I was kind of sizing it up to that. Mm-hmm. And y'all know how Madison is. If you're a black owned bar owner, restaurant owner, you don't go that far and they'll close you down. Mm-hmm. And I said, man, you know what? That right there, that's a gap. I say, if I get in that, they won't even know I'm there. So that was one of the reasons why. That's one of the reasons why I kind of picked that. And on that other reason, on another note, it was like I was good with my hands. I didn't want to stay outside. Mm. I mean, I didn't want to stay inside, like caught up in the office. So I was like, you know what I'm saying? When things kind of weighed out, I was like, you know, landscaping and lawn care is where I want to go.
And you 14 years in it now, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was now determined. Now you done 14 years. And now, what you got a storage? It's two things. So now, what size space facility you got, and you know, and what are you kind of like having your fleet? If that makes sense.
I got a lot in my fleet. I got over like, I probably got over $800,000 worth of equipment right now.
That's
assets.
Yeah, that's
and
amazing.
And then my facility is 10,000 square feet.
Yeah, and that's a big boy.
That's a big boy. A lot
so
of people.
So you set to do this for years and years ahead.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So a lot of people get in and they facilities be like 1,500, 2,500, mm-hmm. max maybe 3. Mm-hmm. But we been blessed, to be honest with you. We've been blessed. It was my fiance that told me to go ahead and shout out to her because
absolutely,
you know, we bought a house. So we bought a house and we bought it on the east side. And that following weekend, when we was up about the following that Tuesday, we were just laying in the bed and she was like, you should be looking for another place. Cause she know I've been looking for a place for almost 4 years mm-hmm. when we was on the south side because mm-hmm. we was growing out where we was at and actually was like temporarily. So it was like 4 years coming, and as we looking for our place, I mean, as I was about to go buy my house that weekend, she was like, you should start looking again. And I'm like, you know what, you're right. Mm. I don't know why I stopped, because I stopped for a while. Because between the 4 years, I always look, get frustrated, can't find nothing.
So she spoke looking. Life into you to expand, to get some yep. again, to relook again.
That's pretty much how I see it.
Get something bigger. Now you got 10,000 square feet. Yep. The thing I know that you probably want to talk about the most is you, me and you talk, and you use a word like I pivot. He like, you know how you doing business sometimes? Mm-hmm. He like, man, I need to do this different. Because you know, you at one point in time, like you said, you're doing the landscaping and all the work, and now like, you were talking about making a pivot. So what did you do recently? And I know you can explain it better with your workforce development plan and program. And, you know, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I told you that we was going to pivot over the past winter.
Yeah.
And I just seen another gap, right? And I was like, man, a lot of people is not getting exposed to this. And a lot of people is not getting the right training and developing in the mindset with our industry. And when I go out into these big events and we talk about the industry, I learned that also that we losing a lot of knowledge by people retiring mm-hmm. and people, you know what I'm saying, not, you know, backing away from this field. And I say without hesitating, I was like, man, we need to build like some type of trainers, some type of, you know, workforce development mm-hmm. and expose people to this and get these younger people in here, almost mm-hmm. like a union, mm-hmm. but not a union.
Right.
And then I was like, man, we got to do this. And I thought about it, and I was like, man, this is exactly how we going to do it. And then 2 months later, Twan, we got a workforce development program.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
actually, it was part. I've been really thinking about this since I got out of college. And my mentor was one of the reasons why I finished my last semester, and I went 100%, because he told me, he was like, man, listen, you can be a mentor in your own business.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy because you're finna relate. And I was like, man, what do you mean about that? He said, if you're going to go into business full time, you can mentor your own business. Nothing stops you from mentoring once you start your own business.
Mm-hmm.
He said, do you want to give all your, do you want to give your time and step away from your business? Do you want to go full time? And I thought about that. And then went back to my mentor and I told him, man, you know what? You're absolutely right. And that's when I dropped out of, after I finished my semester, and I went business full time. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of been like steaming in the back of my mm-hmm. mind. So when this opportunity came up and I was presented with some of the data that came in from some of this event, and then someone was telling me to drill it, get this thing going. And then, you know, the better half of me said, all right, we gonna do it in June. So I planned it in June. And this was earlier in the winter, like I think it was like November or something. And then as time going on, as it's progressing, someone came back to me and said, no, you need to start this. You need to start this in March.
Mm-hmm. Why wait?
Why wait?
Yeah.
They said, and then my inner spirit was telling me, don't wait till June, you ain't gonna have time.
Mm-hmm.
Start in March,
yeah.
Right. Start in March where you can give them all your time and show the world that this is something that needs right. to be done.
Right.
And we got 16 students in that thing that's coming faithfully for 3 days a week, five hours a day, and four weeks long. So that's amazing.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. What's some of the skills you're gonna teach them there?
Well, the ones I just taught them, we just taught them PPE safety. They get mm-hmm. taught that every day.
Yeah.
So before, as we doing our curriculums, safety is entwined with everything, mm-hmm. right? So we just went through how to string trim properly, how to mow. Yesterday, we just did our hands-on mowing. We had all the guys, we had enough mowers for everybody to almost ride each one.
Nice.
That's good.
You know what I'm saying?
See, hey, that's an amazing thing. It is, it's a humble beginnings, man.
Yeah.
Humble beginnings.
We're going to be teaching lawn care, that's mowing, weed whacking, seasonal cleanups, and then we're going to get into softscaping. Softscaping is planting, mulching, making mulch beds, rock beds, you know, stuff in that area. And that's then cool. Our last week, we're going to do a landscaping project where we build in a retaining wall, some paved patio, you know, expose them and expose them to this stuff.
I got a little brother in Atlanta, Deontay. Deontay was, you know, he tried his best to stay out these streets and get to the money, right? So he was getting jobs and working them. And he started his landscape building, landscape company. And I bet you I probably would say Deontay 3 or 4 years into it, but man, the difference in him is, like, it's like he found his thing, you know what I mean? Once you find your thing, that's what he did. He buckled down, found his thing. He's not as big as yours, but I'm not sure if he's even trying to expand. But plus he's in Georgia, so he's got more weather works with him, so he can get more money, you know what I'm saying? But hey, it's money and stuff like landscaping. Just imagine if we'd all known about this before, because you go go to school, get a job,
right.
You know, but you could have started landscaping. Right. You might have liked it. Let me tell you, it's a joy to work outside all the time.
Well, it is. It's something beautiful thing.
You don't understand the specialness of it to be able to be in the sun all day, every day, getting that light, that sun, that wind. It's a different type of enjoyment out your job.
Yeah.
Instead of being stuck in these
to the elements,
stuck in these factories with the same job every day, the same stuff coming down this line every day.
And the people that you meet, man, is amazing. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you think about a job, right, you only exposed to the people that's inside that building.
Yep.
Right?
Same people.
The thing about lawn care and landscaping is that you meet people all the time. And people, man, I ain't gonna lie to you, man, they really take in when you take their private space and make it something enjoyable, right? That gives a whole nother feeling to a relationship. So when these people come out, man, sometimes they be in tears. You know what I'm saying? And that right there, man, that's a blessing.
You
by
doing
itself.
You remember Pimp My Ride? You doing Pimp My Yard?
Yeah, that pretty much.
That's what you doing. You listen, man. That his commercials everywhere. You see them.
Yep.
You have a right to a beautiful yard, and your slogan, man. That's so. Your song is so memorable. It's good to always see you on TV. Every time my daughter, I'm like, they go tour, all right? And it's, you know what I'm saying? It's good to see you got your lady on there, man. So shout out to what you're doing. If y'all haven't seen his commercials, you are hiding under a rock somewhere.
He definitely is. I got my kids on a couple of them. Yeah. And you know, it really tells a story.
That's
you
black
know what I'm
love
saying?
Right there. We need to see that. Thank you.
I appreciate that.
Real.
I really tell a story about some of the things that I've been through my commercials. It's almost like when you hear somebody rapping and they telling a story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people in my background didn't think I was going to be able to accomplish the things that I accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of using that stuff and thinking bad thoughts and being negative, I use it as fuel, and then the things that I went through with the Dane County justice system and the child support system.
You wanna talk about it?
I use that as fuel.
Oh yeah.
And I don't really get into the things that I've been through, but I've been in some things with this system that, you know, could have made me get out of business.
Man, listen,
but
all
I didn't.
All the brothers that took the thing as motivation for you. That system is that system is definitely not good.
That's a whole show in itself.
Yeah, no, I just leave it at that. I don't want to go too further.
Just a reminder, we got Action Jackson, Inspiration Jackson from Jackson's Yard here. We got, it's a pleasure to be in it. Listen, you've been doing amazing things in the community. It's funny because I was listening to you talk and you was like, hey, well, I want to do this program, and you said, you know, something about you was at probably an event or something.
We was at the one in Milwaukee.
Okay, see that, and that was the thing that I was going to make reference to. I see you at a lot of shows, trade shows, places. Your faces in places where a lot of our faces are not.
That's one of the things I also like and respect about Martin Lackey. He gonna have his face in a place or a space somewhere where we are and go get the game and information.
Shout out to Martin Lackey, because he the one that taught me that is very important. To show up and be accounted for when I thought it didn't mean nothing.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference? But you used to think it didn't mean nothing, but what'd you discover?
Well, I found out that, you know, those are the places that you need to be, because instead of going into an office and asking the gatekeeper, meaning the office lady, you know, can I talk to such and such? Well, if you go to these events, you get to meet the people that's
personally
behind the doors.
Shake
their hand, and you start after they get used to you going, and you know slowly introducing yourself, and y'all making yourself acquainted. That it goes a long way. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, these are the people that you want to meet and greet, and come familiar with, because these are the people that's doing stuff in our community that's behind the door.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, I felt like at the beginning, I was like, oh, they know me because of the work I do. Mm-hmm. But I was wrong.
Yeah, that's it. That's, hey, say that again. Man, that's a bar drop.
Right.
You thought they'd know you before the work you do,
but
you was wrong.
You was wrong,
oh,
dude.
Man, that's crazy.
I think we, we always think that we think people know. Yeah. People don't know it.
Yeah.
That's the reason why you see me always representing my own logo to this day.
Mm-hmm. Like you, hey, you know, and me both. You, hey,
that's what
every
I'm saying.
Time you see me, I get on something with my
emotion. Twan to tell you both, because he picked that habit up, and he been rocking that. And you'll go through any gas stations, any grocery store, you gonna see this man's car right there.
Mm.
That means he's letting people know he's doing his due diligence in making sure he keep the word spread.
Mm.
Because once going in the shadows, you might not ever come back out to the light.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to be that. You don't want to be that. You don't want to go into the shadows and never come back out. And then you get into this thing like, I don't know if I really want to.
Yeah.
Man, you just gotta just keep it positive, knowing where you going, and knowing what's the purpose of you doing what you doing.
Hey, we feel like we dropping real gems today.
Yeah.
Just like an ICDC commercial, right?
No, you didn't.
No, I'm just playing. No. You know I gotta say something commercial. No, I just say that, dog, man. It's good to be amongst, you know what I'm saying? Brothers just chopping it up, man. You know what I mean? And it's also just about, it's growing, it's business, it's networking, it's, you know, relationships,
mm-hmm.
it's experiences. And where I'm at right now, calling failing forward. I'm okay to fail forward, dog. Because before, mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't want to take no loss. Don't nobody want to take no loss. And we've done things probably in our past to where we have failed, and you took an L, and then you turn that to a lesson. Like, I ain't never finna lose like this again.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of starting to play it like that.
Hell
and
yeah,
I don't know
because that
work.
Bottom pit don't play, man. I call it like this: don't ever get stuck in the muck with a duck. That duck gonna quack all night, and you ain't gonna like it. It's gonna get irritating. It's gonna get annoying. And what I mean by all of that is, don't find yourself in a dark place and stay there.
Yeah.
Get yourself out the muck and move forward.
Yeah.
March.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You don't get nowhere without moving your feet toward.
Yeah, 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 that makes sense.
And like I want to, I just want to piggyback off the network, right? Years and years ago, a buddy and I think he coined the phrase, network is the new money. And that's really where it's at, man. Like, you can go chase this money all you want to, but you better be out here networking. If you're out here networking, that's your secret way to the bag. You understand what I'm saying? Like, You got to be out here shaking hands, be accessible to people, letting them know you're cool. A lot of times people don't deal with you because of your great work. Sometimes they deal with you because of you,
mm-hmm.
your personality
mm-hmm.
in itself.
Mm-hmm.
Brings energy.
You know
to
what
the
I mean?
Room.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they might not know your work at all, but once they get to know you and kind of like you, you're hired. All you got to do is don't mess up. You know what I'm saying?
Too, yeah.
But yeah, network is the new money.
Yeah.
That's where the money is at.
Hard work, dedication, motivation, determination, fulfill the destination.
Say it again. Yeah. Say it again. It's too early. I missed one.
Say it again, Twan.
I said hard work, dedication, motivation to fulfill the destination.
Absolutely.
Okay. That was a lot of alliteration.
I made that up. I made that up when I was sitting in the penitentiary.
Uh-huh.
And that was real to me.
You know, it's interesting. This, for me being in the hood, that's how I can tell how long people been locked up. Because if they say been in jail, yeah, it was for a little bit. And they say penitentiary, that meant a long time. if you somewhere in the hood, somebody, like, man, I've been in jail, you know what I'm saying? When they had me locked up, you don't know what that means.
Yeah, but
soon as they say, man, I'm in a penitentiary, that means I know what time I already consider. With your mind, that man, when I was in the penitentiary. Yeah, okay.
I was in the penitentiary. That's what I came up with. I used to dive into the dictionary and stuff, and then try to figure out words that was beyond my comprehension at the time, and try to uplift what I wanted to do. And I really wasn't really feeling who I was at the time, but I felt like that I had time to grow, and I need to understand myself. So, you know, while I was in prison, I let all the foolishness that I thought go at that time.
Mm.
And then I did have a lot of penitentiary chances when I got out, but, you know, God was looking over me. And I got my mind right by the time I was really by 24, 25.
Was Jackson Yard care at the
goal? Yeah, that's
the
when I started.
While you were in prison, did you know when you got out?
I didn't know nothing about no Jackson Yard care.
How'd you just?
When I was in prison. When I got out, I was just really looking for something to be, you know, a part of, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know, going to job, trying to find jobs, mm-hmm. getting told that you can't be a part of this team because of your background and you ain't mm-hmm. gonna get hired. I ended up suing like three of them. My mom put me up on game. And I ended up getting like $42,000
out of
three of them. Mm-hmm. And it just by not hiring me. So, if anybody out there listening, if they talk about a whole nother way, okay, you know, and they didn't ask for no money, mm-hmm. they paid me out.
Yeah.
So if y'all going through any of that, yep, struggles on trying to find a job, and yeah, they talking about this
discrimination,
and
discrimination is real. We face that every day.
Discrimination is real.
Man, we won't even apply for certain jobs because we feel like we're going to get discriminated on.
Right.
Whether you do or you don't have a background.
I almost made a career out of it.
Oh, man, listen, Action Jackson.
I almost made a career. I was so heartbroken. I almost made a career out of easy the money came. I'm like, damn, watch it. I can go into 30 jobs right now and get 12,000 right now.
Dog, you is hilarious.
Man, I ain't lying. But I just manned up, and then what really took place was like, okay, the thought process was like, why am I trying to get somebody all of me? Cause that's where I was at. I was like, I'm trying to get somebody all of me, 100% of me and more. All I want to do is be a part of something,
yeah,
bigger than me.
Yeah.
And then once that fell, and you know, I went home, told my mom, crying and stuff like that. I was emotional about it because I was for real. I wanted to just be a part of something.
Yeah.
So then I was like, the light bulb went on. Ding. I'm like, Twan, you young. Yeah. You young right now. If you put the time into yourself, it might not happen today or tomorrow or next year and the following year, mm-hmm. but if you keep on putting the skill into yourself, mm-hmm. then you will.
This is going to pay off.
Yeah, and I was like, what are we going to do? You know, talk to yourself, your inner being. I was like, well, we don't know yet. Let's just take some time and figure it out. So I took about 2 years to figure it out. And that's when I came up with the landscaping, because I was on a quest. I was on a quest on figuring out what I want. But what I really did, and this is like the secret sauce, what I really did was actually start just trying to be a better me and be a better person.
Yeah, you right? intentionally tried to do that.
Yeah, so I was. Yeah. I stopped saying no. I stopped lying.
Yeah.
I stopped.
That's a big one, bro.
Yeah, that's a big one. You know.
Hey, I remember when I stopped. I was like, all right, this is what it is.
Yeah, like, and really being a, outgoing person. When I see somebody that need help, my duty is to make sure that I get that help. That's why I'm so diligent at what I do now, because it took practice, it took some breaking, my old, you know, ways, and understanding that I needed a new path. Okay. And it wasn't nobody sitting here forcing me to do this. But it was something that I just said. It was something that I just said, I need self-awareness. That's actually passion, that was purpose. Right there on the on the money.
I'm here.
I'm here. Purpose. I said, because if I want to be great and get somebody all of me, I can't do that without giving myself all of me myself.
That's a big lesson to kind of pour back into yourself. It's as a man, do y'all get time to like pour into yourself, man? Like, I mean, I'm just saying, like, you know how you pour into others, you make sure everybody's straight, you kind of do what you got to do. You get time to, man, make sure you straight and check in with you?
Not really.
You know what I mean? Like, you ever put you on your calendar? I'm only saying that because ladies get spa day. They get spa days with their homegirls. You know what I'm saying? Oh. We barely get guys. Now, that wouldn't last. You and your guys go, like, to a Bucks game or just, or a time that you relax and you might get,
out and
chill, like, something just for you.
I get that actually a lot because, you know, I got Giovanni. Giovanni keep me young.
Yeah.
I got my girls in the background and I don't pull out and I don't want to really expose my family to
because of
what I was telling y'all earlier.
Right.
That keeps me young, right? Yeah. I got my fiance. She definitely keeps me young and then I work with her. So how my lifestyle is is all pronged, like, kind of together but separated. Okay. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so, you know, me going out to these events, those are the things that I like to do.
Yeah.
Those are the things that I like to meet. Like, when we see each other at these events, we congregate, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. We brothership. And that brings me, that uplifts me. And then I get away to, you know, some vacations in there, you know what I'm saying? But I believe everything that I do, I love what I do. So I make sure that I kind of take the time to see it for what it is. Like yesterday, for example, that made me feel good when I had 14 students driving on these moors, dealing with these weed whackers.
Right.
And I'm in the back, not really working, but I'm over here just making sure that everybody's being safe and they learning something.
Yeah.
That's
boss moves right there.
That's your cup running over, man. You had a cup, you had a blessing, and then at some point in time, your blessings flow over so much they help other people.
Right.
You know, that's something to never forget.
I'm gonna tell you something that's real, y'all. And I can literally call my guy up and I hear back this story up. And I said, usually I go out of town and I go on vacation at this month. And I said, instead of going for out of town, I'm going to use everything that I got and I'm going to pour it right back into this workforce development. Okay. I'm going to also put it back into some extra advertisement. And what I mean by that and why I bring up this story is because of the simple fact is sacrifices that things that got to be made, right? And you got to be really conscious about certain things that you do. If I go out of town and go out, and usually I stay about 2 weeks, right? Go to Florida, go about 2 weeks.
Okay.
But I say, well, if I go to Florida and go 2 weeks, that takes what? That takes me out the game to make sure that I get back to this commitment that I just came up with. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, do I really want to do that when I have this force in me that's telling me I need to go ahead and put it back and spill it back to these young men?
Yeah.
And what the big difference is, and I'm excited to see when they actually get hired, and then all the training, everything, it's going to pay off.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my payoff, right? That's my payoff when I see these guys now established on the work sites that's doing the job the right way. That's my vacation.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, when I look down the road, do I want to go for 2 weeks or do I want to go for a month now?
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just all about the preparation up top. Because at the end of the day, do I want to go to 2 weeks to a month? Is because now I put people in the position to win, and we all now reap some of those benefits. And now those people take higher position as they grow and for me to go ahead and do what I got to do at the back end.
Mm. So these kids that you training them to work for you, or just training them to learn?
Yeah, they ain't kids. These all adults.
You training these men to work with you, or you just? I'm saying, are you specifically training? I know you're training them to be able to do the job, but is it for you, or just for them to take it with their own selves?
That's a great question. This is not a guarantee work at the end position.
Okay.
But I told my students, if you put 100% guarantee into this program put 100% back into you. Okay. And our goal is to get these people in a position where now they using what they just learned and applying it. Because without applying the knowledge can get lost. Right? Yeah. So we want them to go for training right into the workforce.
Yeah.
Now, I got slots for personally.
Nice.
But at the end of the day, when we look at this on an ongoing situation, we looking to advocate for them so they can land and we can help other businesses out in our industry, because it's bigger, it's way bigger than just
Beautiful.
JYC.
Beautiful.
Right? Because geared towards my company. This is really geared towards just the industry itself. And then, like, the shadowing program for the youth. Now that one gets interesting in what we doing. Now we going taking the youth, and now we taking the youth, teaching them the game, and then giving it all back for free for veteran, disabled, you know, low program housing people. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then we asking the veterans to pour into our students. So we want them to kind of pour in, meaning when they come to their yard and property, we want them to conversate with them, tell them and share them what they've been through.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? And at the end, they do their yard and they go off to the next one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now they can tell those stories when they go home, go back to their neighborhood.
Yeah, be a better person.
You know,
be
more relatable. Them to be a better person.
Yeah.
So, and then we looking to adopt some highways and stuff like that for the young youth and stuff.
Okay.
So we really trying to get back, you know, further down the line how we kind of going to.
Shout out to JYC Jackson's Yard Care.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great Tuesday, man.
Yep.
If I gave you some spitfire questions, like, because like I said again, I think what you were saying, like you, and the same thing you were saying, the importance of networking, because you being at so many events, that in somewhere you had to have, or you have to be inspired, because you see, you know what I mean? Like, it's a lot of times it's networking, how grand things can be, like where you are just, you know, mentally, and it's a good thing to see you at a lot of different spots. But I was asked a spirit for if you can give like a couple words or even a sentence or two about like why was it important for you to be at the Black Men Coalition ball, because I knew you were there, right?
Yep.
Why was that important for you? Just a sentence or two.
Well, because one thing is because I support what he do.
That's right? Two sentences already. No, just
I support what my man do. Yeah. And on top of that, you want to be supportive not only with your dream. You got to be supportive and see what other people is doing.
Yeah.
So when you look at that, you ask yourself, well, how do you support? Mm-hmm. One of the ways that you support is showing up and being there.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the important. Okay. And on top of that, you giving back to the kids and stuff into the community.
Yeah, that
you
makes
know,
sense.
You know, trying to give people a house for low income. You know, that means something. Mm-hmm. Because when I look back at some of the things that I've been through in my life, a lot of those programs would have been very helpful back in the day.
Yeah, you're right. They're supposed to be spitfire questions. So next time, I'm just going like one or two sentences. Just something quick or a couple, why would it be important to come over here today?
Well, I get to hang with you and I get to share the message a little bit more.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's important for us to continue to push what you got, your business, and as well as you pivoting, as well as with the program that you got is workforce development.
Yeah, JYC Workforce Free
Training
Program.
Free training program.
Free.
Why was it important for you to be at the training program? I mean, in Milwaukee, I think I seen you a few things. It was a training program you was at in Milwaukee, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. That was my recent one was in the Dells where I won an award when I got an award for this DBE program.
Okay. And what's DBE?
Disadvantaged Business.
Okay.
You got an award for that, huh? What was the award?
It's just an accomplishment award.
Okay.
So I finished a program that they had.
So you got your certification now?
Yeah, well, I have been having my certification for DBE. Okay. I've been certified for about 5 years now.
Okay. That's a great thing. I like that. Now, how can people get a hold of you if they want to reach you? What's the best way to reach Jackson Yard Care?
Well, you can reach us at jacksonsyardcare.com, on our website, on Facebook. Everything is jacksonsyardcare.com. And then if you want to email us, it's jacksonsyardcare.com/LLC@gmail.com, or just reach the number at 608-338-4908.
Say that number again.
608-338-4908.
Okay. Is that how they get in contact with you about the program as well, the same number?
Yep. The next one will be coming out in June.
Program
will be coming out in June for the next class to come out.
How many people are you expecting in that class?
Well, we got a total of 16 people now. We really want to be around that 18 to 22.
Okay. That's a nice impact.
Big number.
That's a nice impact.
Man, thank you so much for coming through today. We still got a couple minutes, man. I just want to let y'all know it's good chopping it with y'all in the morning, man.
Facts.
Talk a little roski-doski, man, because in our field, as being black men in Wisconsin, man, this is one of the worst states for a black man to be.
So it's
almost like, you know how people was trying to escape slavery to go to the North? Like, the fact that we choose to be here is a whole different mentality. Mm-hmm. People, like, they want to stay down there in the cold with all the white people. Mm-hmm. Well, we were intermingling. We're learning. We're, like, you know, assimilating partially.
Jamal Eubanks just was on his podcast talking about, you know, if you ain't got nothing going on, get out of here.
Yeah.
Because at the same time, this ain't a mingling state.
Yeah, you better you get know, in and get out.
If you don't get a great job, if you ain't got no kids to take care of, if you ain't got no business to mm-hmm. take care of, get up out of here and go find you something different.
This ain't necessary.
I was going to do that really before I went to Colorado for a while. And then actually I was about to do that, but then I knew my kids was here, so I came back and then. But if anything.
Yeah, it's man. Listen,
you,
I'm glad you stayed here.
Thank you, brother.
The impact you made on Wisconsin, Dane County. Listen,
thanks for being a role model out here. We appreciate you.
Yeah, man.
And always remember, you have the right to a beautiful yard.
I love Jackson's
yard.
Yeah.
Y'all make sure y'all stay tuned in.
I'm
gonna have to learn how to get a commercial. Because you got the formula. I need you to teach me all. Y'all gonna see me you have the right to laugh.
You know, I put
the comedy and poetry.
You know, I put a commercial last year on the Super Bowl.
You put what?
I put three commercials out.
On the Super Bowl, I'm going to just let y'all see this for Black History, because we're going to have to wind it down. Say this again for Black History.
I said I landed three commercials last year on the Super Bowl.
Man, that's Black History, man. Shout out to Jackson's Yard here again.
Thanks for coming, broski.
Anytime, thank you. We appreciate y'all. I guess we're about to sign out. They got some music ready to kick it. Funky Cold Medina is playing. What you got for us to hear?
Thank you, John. Every day I'm hustling. 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 Every day I'm. Every day I'm. Every day.
You've been listening to Tuesday 8 o'clock Buzz, WRT 89.9 FM, Madison, Wisconsin. Coming up after this, 3 hours of folk music on one fine morning. That's not right. Green Morning Radio with Brian Hirsch. But first, the Insurgent Radio Kiosk. 745
white on white, that's Ross. I cut them wide, I cut them. This is the Insurgent Radio Kiosk for Tuesday, March 12th.
This
This is Common Places. I'm Diego Alegría. Esto es Lugares Comunes. Mi nombre es Diego Alegría. We use metaphors to live by. Usamos metáforas para vivir. Some have become common places. Algunas se han vuelto lugares comunes. Today's metaphor is... La metáfora de hoy es... Time is a moving object. El tiempo es un objeto en movimiento. Detrás y delante, futuro y pasado. Back and forward, future and past. A medida que nos adentramos al rostro de las cosas por venir. As we go further into the face of things to come. En frente y espaldas. In front and behind. A medida que avanza la hora con los segundos a cuestas. As the hour moves forward with seconds on one's back. Y luego y tarde y después, and later and then and after. El tiempo es un objeto en movimiento. Time is a moving object.
This afternoon at 5:30, Southern Wisconsin Trout Unlimited will present Ben Lubchansky with tips to bring gourmet elements to your destination angling and adventure trips. Ben will discuss his casting and cookery series to make your own fishing trips more exciting and enjoyable.